Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. Truly, we want to thank God for you tuning in with us today. This is Brother Davis. I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. And I want to say to all of you out there on today, Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I want to say Happy Valentine's Day, amen, to my bride, amen, of almost 39 years. And to all of my family and friends that are listening on today, certainly we hope and pray that you will get something from this broadcast on today that will help you. But we do want to talk to you a little bit about the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're also going to talk about relevant issues that we are facing on today. Certainly we do want to thank God for how he has worked it out for us once and again. He is a God of miracles. He is a God that's still yet in control. No matter what we think, or no matter what we see going on around us, and it seems to be all out of order, God is still in control. He sits high and he looks low, and all power is in his hands. And I just want to thank him for that. Truly, again, we want to thank God for Dr. Youngblood and for all the staff and for everyone down at 91.7, amen, for how they bless us so well to be able to get this broadcast over to you. Certainly, again, we hope and pray that you will get something from the broadcast as we continue in our discussion today. Certainly, I want to send out our condolences to all the bereaved families. Got a few notices about people losing loved ones on last night and on yesterday, and all throughout folks in Georgia here. And we certainly want to let you know that our prayers and condolences are with you on today, and we pray that God will strengthen you and keep you strong in your time of bereavement. Certainly, if you lean and trust and depend on him, God will see you through. He's able. Amen. He's got all power in his hands. So certainly we're going to be talking to you from the Word of God, because we know that the Word of God is the truth. It's the truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he also went on further to say to God the Father that thy word is truth. He also went on further to say in St. John chapter 17 in his high priestly prayer, he said, Father, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, talking about the believers, but sanctify them and keep them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. Let me go on to say, as we face the issues, we do so based upon the Word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture as revealed to us. It is the word of God. It is the truth. It is God breathed. It is God inspired. And not only that, it is the absolute truth. So I just want to let you know, as Brother Davis began to talk to you today from the scripture, I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Amen. Because I don't know any or the way to give it to you. As a minister of the gospel, almost 40 years, I thank God because I have seen many things happen as a result of God's word. It is the truth. It has never failed. So let us learn how to lean and trust and depend on him. Because when it comes to God, there is no higher authority. So for us as believers, according to what we believe and what we think, we must understand that God is right, and he's right all by himself. It's good for us to take a stand, but God doesn't need us to fight any battles for him. He's Almighty God. He's able to do anything but fail. Once again, let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time, an outdoor power and equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tool that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you're an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you might need. They also sell and service all types of equipment, such as Honda and Echo and many other brands. I know that some of those are the favorites of some of those that do that type of work. So stop by Tools for a Time. They may be able to assist you in that area. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag flying high on the top of that staff. And when you see that flagpole right at the base of it, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with all your needs. Tools for a Time. They have a website, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. Certainly, once again, we want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to break the bread of life with you on today, because we live by the word and we are kept by the word. And I thank God because he said, before one jot or one tittle of my word fail, that the whole heaven and earth will pass away. And certainly I want to thank God. Certainly I know on today that some don't agree that God has once again shown us his miraculous power by the way that he did through this last election that we just had, how he is the one. He said it in his word. He's the one that puts them up, and he's the one that takes them down. So certainly I want to thank God again for putting us someone in there who is coherent and strong enough to run this country and to get it back on track the way that it should be. Because certainly when we look at the woke culture and all the things that happened over the last 3.5-4 years, things seem to be so far out of control. When it came down to God's people, the believers, the Christians, our rights were eviscerated. Many things happened as we were denied the privilege to do the thing that we used to do. They told us, when you come to the church, don't open your mouth and sing. As a result of the COVID pandemic, many churches closed down and many have not reopened. So once again, I want to thank God because he's still yet in control. And I thank God that the one he has in there right now, if we pray for him, listen, this is very important. 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us to pray for the ones who are in authority, that we may live a godly and a peaceable life with all sobriety. Now, understand, it doesn't matter who's there. Adolf Hitler could be sitting in the seat, but God is still yet in control. And if we pray, Adolf Hitler can't even do what he wants to do, because Proverbs chapter 24, and I believe that's verse 1, says, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. Like a river of water, he turns it wheresoever he wants it to go. So this is what we got to come to understand. If we pray for those who are in authority, then certainly things can work out well for us. But if you don't pray, then that means that you're not doing your job as a believer. So I want you to know that on today. Amen. We're going to read just a little bit, and then we're going to take our first caller in a few minutes. But I do want you to know that we got a notice from FRC Action, FRC Action, that was sent to Dr. Youngblood for us to be able to share with you on the air this morning. And the subject is, tell Congress to end taxpayer funding for abortion at the federal level. Listen, this is the part of what was going on in the past administration. and all of those who were in positions of authority. Now, I know I did, and I know many others as God's people prayed that God wouldn't let them have their way and just do anything that they wanted to do. But here we have a notice letting us know to tell all Christian conservatives and patriots to tell Congress to end taxpayer funding for abortion at the federal level. Listen, I'm just going to read a little bit of this, and I'm coming over to my first caller. President Trump recently signed an executive order to temporarily end the use of federal taxpayer dollars for elective abortion. Now, listen, when it comes down to abortion, we must understand, I don't understand how some women can come to make that type of decision. Because I know from speaking with my wife when she had our two kids and many others that have also had kids in life, told me that when that child was in their womb, they felt so attached to that child and so much love for that child even before they came into the world. So to make the decision to toss them in the trash can, like they just don't have any meaning in life. We must understand many a times we probably have denied ourselves a blessing because we don't know who God was sending here with the answer to the problems that we have in society because they were aborted. They were thrown away in the trash like a nobody. So this a notice is telling us to alert all Christian conservatives and patriots to tell Congress to end taxpayer funding for abortion at the federal level. Okay, it says President Trump issued an executive order to temporarily end the use of federal taxpayer dollars for elective abortion. This is a very positive step, but Congress should take this opportunity to codify permanent language prohibiting federal funds from paying for elective abortions into federal law by passing the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act. This bill has been reintroduced in the 119th Congress. Representative Chris Smith is sponsoring it in the House, and Senators John Boozman and Roger Wicker are sponsoring it in the Senate. So that's just a little bit of that, and certainly we're going to come back to it to give you a little bit more on what we have here, but we just want to share that with you to let you know it's time for us to stand up, speak up, listen up, and watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. That goes together everywhere in the scripture. Every time we see watching, there's always something about praying. So if we watch and pray, then we won't be caught off guard by things like this that will cause us to have to put up with things that we are uncomfortable with, that we know that are not right. Listen, if I know a situation is not right, I'm not going to sign off on it. And certainly all throughout the whole time, the past 4 years, that kept me on my knees. I don't know about you, but many of you probably felt the same way, that things seemed to be so far out of control and so much out of the ordinary. Listen, that president, I'm talking about Joe Biden, was even talking about canceling Christmas. Listen, all of that was a move against Christians. Yes, if you are wearing the name of Jesus Christ, that was a strike out against you. If they don't like Christ, they don't like you. So you must understand, we must stand up, speak up, and go for what we know. Because we know that the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. And whatever God says, that settles it. It doesn't make a difference what they think or how they see things. God's word is right, and God is going to have the last say-so in everything that happens with us in life. So certainly, we're going to come back to this in a few minutes, but we're going to take our first caller. Go ahead with your question or comment, caller.
Yes, Dr. D.
Yeah. Yes, 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 Brother Kenneth.
Oh, yes, sir. I tell you what. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours, number one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I tell you what. Like I told Dr. Governor, our president right now, he's like that they're faster than the speed of bullet. That being he got cutting down all the wages, spending, fat,
I'm getting a lot of static, Brother Kenneth. I can't hardly hear what you're saying. I'm getting a lot of static. I don't know if you have a radio nearby that's turned up, but turn it down just a little bit, and maybe we can get a clearer connection.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Hello? A lot better.
Okay. I tell you what. It really wasn't Obama. I mean, Crazy Joe. It was Obama. Because I remember his second term, he said, get ready for the Great Reset. And it stayed in my mind because I didn't vote for us, either one. But it was like a Great Reset. And I'm like, what is the Great Reset? That's to turn America around. Take God out. Now you got clubs open. You got all these things open. But you close the church down because it wasn't essential for people. So that let me know that this administration is coming in and doing the right thing. The right thing. Because when I voted for Trump, when he ran against Hillary Clinton, I said, I do not want another Clinton in the White House. Head to the no. But I'm going to tell you, I thank God he's given us another chance to get this thing straight.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
All I got.
Amen. And you're so right about that, Brother Kenneth. I'm glad that you said that. Because I don't think, well, let me put it this way. There's so much hate swirling around out there for President Trump. And we must understand he's not a perfect individual. None of us are perfect. I mean, all of us has a past. I'm pretty sure right now, or anybody that's listening on this radio today, if someone were to dig up your past, there's a lot of things in your past that you would certainly be ashamed of. And there's a lot of things that you did that wasn't right. So then we have to understand, again, as Christians, we don't have a reason to criticize anyone. We don't have the right to walk around with hatred and dislike in our hearts for anyone because people are made in God's image. So to God, everybody is somebody. Black or white, rich or poor, it doesn't matter where you come from or who you are. To God, everybody is somebody. So as Christians on today, again, he tells us in his word that you'll be able to tell the tree by the fruit it bear. Now, that doesn't make you a fruit inspector. I've heard many so-called Christians in the church say, I'm a fruit inspector. Well, you better be careful about that because while you're inspecting somebody else's fruit, they might be inspecting your fruit. And you might have a few rotten apples on your branches. So again, we're not supposed to criticize individuals or to try to degrade them in any fashion, but we're supposed to be praying for them. Listen, here's a part of what I believe we should be doing according to the word of God. And I got a few more news articles here I want to read before I get to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. May not get to it before the news break, but we will get there sometime soon. Coming from the book of Ephesians, and this is chapter 4. Let's see, wait a minute, I'm wrong. Not that one. Okay. Let me get back over to it because it is, yeah, Ephesians chapter 1. Not chapter 4, but chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. It says this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Listen, that's what we need as Christians. The Spirit of God to give us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So listen, again, we have many things that's promised to us in the word of God. And right now, I mean, I know a lot of Christians that don't even know that. They go to church every Sunday, and the only time that they pick up their Bibles is on Sunday. The rest of the time through the week, the Bible's sitting on the table collecting dust. You watch more things on the television, and you pay more attention to other things, sales in the sales paper, going to Walmart and all these different other places, trying to catch sales, and you'll be surprised. Even on Sunday, when some of them should be in church, they're out in the shopping villages shopping instead of coming out and supporting their local churches and their pastors and worshiping God in the spirit and in the truth. This is the reason why we as Christians, as fellow believers in Christ Jesus, live beneath our privileges so many times, because we don't let the Spirit of God give us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Listen, I tell people all the time, and I don't say this to degrade anyone, and I'm not trying to cut anyone down, but if you don't know the word of God, then you don't know God. Why you say that, brother preacher? I'm glad you asked. Let me take you over to St. John chapter 1, and it says over there, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. So now, if the word was God, and I just told you, if you don't know the word, then you certainly can't know God if you don't know the word. So I'm not saying this as something to cut you down or to make you feel bad. I'm saying this to motivate you and encourage you to pick up your Bible more often and read it. Read the word of God. Jesus even said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is what he told Satan in the temptation in the wilderness, when Satan was trying to get him to do something outside of the will of God. Listen, we as Christians today, we can overcome the same way. Now, let me help you to understand this when you go to Matthew 4 and you read about that temptation in the wilderness. Jesus was not going to go against anything that his father wanted, because first of all, let me stick with the subject matter for today. We're talking about the love chapter and all these things that's in these news articles that are happening that are contrary to God's word and his will, because they don't love God. This is why they are having abortions. This is why they are passing laws that are contrary to God's word. Listen, in God's word, he said, thou shalt not kill. Now, let's not get too technical. I don't have time to go into all the areas about war and all these different things like that. Okay, I mean, we know these kind of things happen. This is what happens. And killing sometimes happens as a result of war. But we're talking about the voluntary taking of human life, such as in abortions, such as when you pick up a knife or a gun to take another individual's life because you had a few words or you had a disagreement with them. This is the type of killing that we're talking about, where you're shedding innocent blood. The Bible even speaks against that. One of the six things that God hates in the book of Proverbs, seven is an abomination to him. One of them are the hands that shed innocent blood. So this is what we want you to understand. If you know God, if you love God, if you know his word, and if you obey his word, then you will do what God says do. You will do it with a heart full of love and gladness and joy. In fact, the Bible tells us, whatever we do in word or deed, the book of Colossians, whatever we do, whatsoever we do in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. In the name of God and for his glory. This is what it's all about. We are not here to glorify ourselves. We are not here to do our own will, just like Christ Jesus did. He said, I didn't come here to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. So if you love God and you see these wrong things that they are being perpetrated out in society, and how the many other things that they are trying to get us to jump on the bandwagon with them, listen, let me help you to understand it again. I teach this all the time. You cannot expect for unbelievers or senators to do right or to treat you right if they don't know Christ. No one that's outside of Christ Jesus is ever going to do it right. As a matter of fact, we who are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, we'll have a problem doing right if we don't let the Spirit of God lead us. So this is the reason why my prayer today from Ephesians chapter 1 is that God, the Father of glory, may give unto you, verse 17, Ephesians 1, 17, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The more we come to know God, the more we can turn away from sin. In fact, one of my biggest prayers each night is that God would curb the appetite for sin by some of these people, because especially in Jacksonville, Florida, and many other places, and I'm not just saying Jacksonville alone, but especially over there, each morning that we wake up, we can see on the news where someone took someone's life that night while we slept. It happens even here, right here in Folkestone, Georgia, where I live. Good morning, every one of you in Folkestone, Georgia. My good friend, Chief Wesley Green, Mayor Gowan, all of you that are listening on today, Sister Barbara down at the library, thank you so much for helping me with these news articles that I have here today. And all of you, happy retirement, by the way, Sister Barbara. All of you that are instrumental in helping me, when I see you each time, you give me a heart full of joy, because I have pleasure. I get pleasure out of coming in contact with the people of God wherever I go. And whenever we get together, it's just like having church on that spot. In fact, he said, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst. He's right there in the midst of us. So I thank God that he's communing with us as we talk about him, and as we talk about the things that we see that are happening in Folkestone, Georgia, and around about the various areas in which we live that are not right, that are not becoming of saints, that are not in alignment or in agreement with the word of God. Certainly it saddens our heart, but then we want to encourage fellow believers, make sure you do it right and do it according to the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, get to know the word of God. Take the time out and study. Take the time out and read. It doesn't make a difference if you don't do nothing but read one verse of scripture a day. One verse of scripture a day will help you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what this is all about. So certainly my heart's desire is just like Brother Paul for Israel and for the church. And I'm going to say this from Brother David's standpoint, is that they may be saved. Because I see so many things happening, so many people that turned against one another when this election happened here the other day, and so forth and so on. One hated one because he was a Democrat, and the other hated the other one because he was a Republican. And those people went to the same church, a member of that same church body, but yet they quit speaking with one another, they quit fellowshipping with one another, so forth and so on. That should not be. In fact, the scriptures say, all sin, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. So I'm trying to encourage you on today. Let's make sure that we do it according to the word of God with a heart full of love. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Kenneth, for your call. We certainly hope and pray that you will be encouraged as we continue in our discussion today. We're getting ready to take a break for the top of the news hour. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, WATY